Good morning, good morning, good morning, or whenever this video finds you, I hope you're doing well. The RNC has wrapped up and Senator J.D. Vance delivered an amazing speech after assuming his role of Trump's new vice president. I liked how his speech was very personal as Vance highlighted attributes of his mother who overcame drug addiction and his grandmother who kept 19 guns in the house in order to protect their family as they lived in a less than desirable neighborhood. Overall, Vance came off as highly confident and capable. Americans care about his traditional values. While he briefly bashed Biden for his handling of the illegal immigration and invasion on the border, his focus was not on how bad America is, but how good it will be. While it's no secret that Vance has been critical of Trump in the past, during his speech, he made it crystal clear that he will be by Trump's side, fighting for the American people. Now, I really respect Trump for giving Vance a second chance. Forgiveness is a great quality in leadership. I also want to give credit to Vance for having an open mind and researching and learning who Donald Trump really was, as I had to do the same thing in my own life. Now, shortly after J.D. Vance was named vice president, conservative commentator Tucker Carlson stood up for him as backlash over his past comments against Trump were being shared online. During his speech at the RNC, Tucker Carlson claimed that the people who are coming after J.D. Vance are only doing so because Vance is against starting pointless wars. He stated they, Vance's critics in Washington, D.C., thought he would be harder to manipulate and slightly less enthusiastic about killing people. He is very much against the Russia-Ukraine war. He wants to end the Israel-Gaza situation and avoid conflict around the globe, just like Donald Trump. By the way, thank you guys so much for liking and sharing these videos because it really helps me out. You guys gave one of my videos a couple days ago 177,813 likes, which then told YouTube to share it. That video is now getting ready to head to 6 million views. So thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. All right, now, believe it or not, the controversy around J.D. Vance was overshadowed by something even more eventful. The director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, made a surprise visit to the RNC, which infuriated people. The footage has surfaced online. Kim Cheadle was being chased by senators and members of the House of Representatives saying, "How did you allow this to happen? Why are you here? Why aren't you investigating this? Why didn't you protect our president?" They literally harassed her until she finally was like, "Listen, I'll testify before Congress, but you got to leave me alone." Now, one lawmaker who protested Cheadle being there was Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming. During an interview with NBC News, John Barrasso claimed Kim Cheadle, likely only showed up as an attempt to cover her own butt. He stated, "The director of the Secret Service needs to go. That shooter was identified as a suspect, a suspicious character, a full 1 hour before the shooting occurred, had a rangefinder, a backpack, and then they lost sight of him and never really followed up on that. This was an hour before. Why was the president allowed to go on stage?" Now, even Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who was booed aggressively at the RNC, has called for Kim Cheadle to step down. McConnell stated, "Last week's near assassination of former President Trump was a grave attack on American democracy. The nation deserves answers and accountability. New leadership at the Secret Service would be an important step in the right direction." But Tucker Carlson also pointed out something that I believe rings true about Donald Trump, this shooting, and the American people. So let me play that for you, and then we're going to react to it together.
I think it changed him. I you know, he reached out to Trump within hours of it that night. And what he said to me that night, having just been shot in the face, he said not a single word about himself. He said only how amazed he was and how proud he was of the crowd, which didn't run. And I thought two things. The first thing I thought was, well, of course they didn't run. His courage gave them heart. A leader's courage gives courage to his people. And the second thing I thought was, this is the selfish guy I've been hearing about for 9 years. Really? Not a word about himself? About his people. Period. And the second thing I noticed, which I don't think anyone has remarked upon in public, but I'm just going to since I don't have a script, like, why not? Is that he turned down the most obvious opportunity in politics to inflame the nation after being shot. To inflame the nation, which is an opportunity that almost every other politician I've ever met, and certainly his opponents, would have taken instantly. And they would have said, well, what is this? How did he get shot? Like, how did this happen? And those are real questions that we have to get to the bottom of. But in the moments, the days, the week after the shooting, he did not say that. He did his best to bring the country together. And I thought, this is the divisive figure? This is the irresponsible person? No. This is the most responsible, unifying behavior of a leader I think I've ever seen.
Wow. Some good points there, right? So he talks about how the crowd didn't just run, right? They didn't stampede. Like, children could have been stepped on, people knocked to the ground. Instead, the people were very calm. When Trump stood up and raised his fist to let people know he was still alive after being shot and falling to the ground, as Tucker Carlson said, they took courage in his courage. They were calm because he was calm. And Trump has not been doing tour after tour after tour telling his story. He told it last night. He said, I will tell this story one time, and then I will never talk about it again. And he hasn't called for rioting. He hasn't called for burning things down. He hasn't even been harsh on the Secret Service. Now, behind the scenes, I'm sure he wants answers, but I think Tucker Carlson is right. Trump is showing a very mature leadership backed by calmness and courage. And I just thought that that was really, really interesting. All right, now I have some incredible details about the Butler, Pennsylvania shooting. Was there a second shooter? Some details that are coming out. Dan Bongino reveals some really incredible things that I have never heard of, but let's keep the lights on and tell you about today's video sponsor. Colonial Metals Group helped me with my goal of protecting my financial future. Being at the whim of the stock market and the current administration doesn't make me feel safe or secure, but having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, no matter what the economy or government policy, that is what makes me feel safe. Colonial Metals Group helped me create a self-directed IRA where I can have direct access to my assets. Let the team of experts at CMG help protect your family's future. Their level of professionalism and ability to listen makes it easy for you to learn everything you need to know about preserving your money and your hard work. Maybe you're just getting started, or maybe you already have a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you've been asked to make sure that mom and dad's money is kept safe. Colonial Metals Group can help. Now, we've put together an incredible offer for you guys. Call them now or click down below with the website and the special 1-800 number, and you could receive a safe and up to $7,500 of silver. Go check them out right now. Think about this. Under Biden, the U.S. dollar has lost 26% of its value, and gold and silver are hitting all-time highs. So which asset do you want to hold on to long-term? Now, the nation sees Trump as a living martyr. The few people that still support Biden are stuck grasping at straws with this guy. One of the most embarrassing examples of this has been from MSNBC host Joy Reid. During a recent broadcast, she claimed that if Biden survives COVID, that it's as good as Trump surviving being shot in the head. She stated, should Biden be fine in a couple of days, doesn't that convey the exact same thing? That he's strong enough? He's older than Trump. He's gotten something that used to be really fatal to people his age. Now, let me know over in the comments, do you think Biden getting COVID is equivalent to being shot by an assassin? I mean, who is this lady? She is absolutely crazy. There is no equivalent. Absolutely crazy. Comparing surviving COVID to being shot and then fist bumping, they're not the same thing. But honestly, let me read something that Democrat strategist Van Jones from CNN said. Van Jones said, today is a terrible day. If you pull back and look at things, a bullet couldn't stop Trump, but a virus has stopped Biden? You've got nominees of the Republican Party getting their butts kissed. Biden is getting his butt kicked by his own party. The Democrats are coming apart. The Republicans are coming together. That's what's happening. At some point, this party has to look at the reality of that. Wow, finally, CNN telling the truth. I mean, the Republican Party, people are kissing their butts. The Democrat Party, they're getting their butts kicked. Trump survives a bullet and a virus puts Biden into seclusion for the next 5 days. Unbelievable. Now, I just want to point out that this was aired on CNN. They tried to let Biden withdraw with honor, but he refuses to step down. So now they're going to push him out with shame. And I think it's embarrassing. It's elder abuse. And now the mainstream media needs to abuse him so he gets the point to leave. In fact, I'm now coming across reports claiming that Joe Biden has finally agreed that he will step down, not from office, but for running for a second term as early as this weekend. According to Axios, top aides close to President Biden are claiming it's not a matter of if, but when he will drop out. While it's true, nobody can force him to drop out. They can bribe him. They can threaten him. They can manipulate him in order to get him to leave. So the Biden camp is publicly saying he is staying in, but behind the scenes, top aides are saying he is going to drop out and he is not going to endorse Kamala Harris to be the next president. Now, leaders in the Black community are furious, but we'll see what happens, right? This is all hearsay until it happens. Now, it's been known for a long time that the media is corrupt. And today, we seem to have another glaring example of that. It was just discovered that columnist Max Boot, the man who propagated the Trump Russia story, is married to a foreign spy. His wife, Sue Terry, has been indicted for disclosing sensitive U.S. government information to South Korea in exchange for luxury goods. So the guy saying that Donald Trump was a spy turns out was actually married to a real life spy for South Korea. And for what? She gave up her country. She betrayed our country for luxury goods. What, like a car, some purses? I would never betray America for such little crap. All right, now I want to show you guys another angle of this is behind Donald Trump as he's leaving. I wanted to show this to you and then react to it with you.
We love you, Trump.
We love you, Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to show that for a couple reasons. Number one, did you hear the people just chanting, "We love you, Trump"? Like, they were so concerned for their president. They were so concerned for the person that they're hanging their hope on, that he's going to make America great again. And so anyway, I wanted to show that. Also, you see people, they're running in the direction of the warehouse. They're also running in the direction of a water tower. Keep that in mind. The last thing I wanted to point out is, did you see how panicked some of the Secret Service people were? Well, that might all be because they were unprepared. I want to show something here. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri has been meeting with whistleblowers that are telling him behind closed doors in confidence that President Trump was purposely given inexperienced and inadequate coverage on the day of the Butler, Pennsylvania rally. Here's what was said. Senator Josh Hawley says whistleblowers have come forward alleging the Biden DHS assigned unprepared and inexperienced personnel to Trump who weren't even Secret Service. Whistleblowers who have direct knowledge of the event have approached my office. According to the allegations, the July 13th rally was considered to be a loose security event, Hawley said in a letter to Alejandro Mayorkas. For example, detection canines were not used to monitor entry and detect threats in the usual manner. Individuals without proper designation were able to gain access to backstage areas. Department personnel did not appropriately police the security buffer around the podium and were also not stationed at regular intervals around the event's security perimeter. In addition, whistleblower allegations suggest the majority of DHS officials were not, in fact, United States Secret Service agents, but instead were from the Department of Homeland Security investigation. This is especially concerning given that HSI agents were unfamiliar with standard protocol typically used at these type of events, according to these allegations. So what these whistleblowers are saying is that they purposely left Donald Trump insecure and inadequately protected, that they re-uniformed people that were Homeland Security agents as if they were Secret Service. It's no wonder they're running around. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to stand. They don't know to dive on the president's body. So on the one hand, it now makes sense why some of these people were so panicked. On the other hand, why is Alejandro Mayorkas, who hates Donald Trump, purposely giving him inadequate coverage? Right? It's pretty crazy. It's very, very concerning. All right. Also, there was a woman behind President Trump in a black MAGA hat. Just before the shooting, she looks in the direction of the shooter and the snipers. She then covers her mouth with a Trump sign. But in reality, she was getting her cell phone ready so that she could film. As bullets start flying at Trump, she already has her cell phone recording. She remains very calm and focused during the shooting. She's now been identified as a top leader within the FBI. But here's what we don't know. Was she there getting video of Donald Trump's brains being blown out? Was she there as a Trump fan? Was she placed in the crowd in regular MAGA uniform like they did on January 6th? I don't know. I don't have any answers for you, but I'm just letting you know the woman who's behind that looks like she signals, covers her mouth, and then has her cell phone pointed right at the back of Donald Trump's head was in fact an undercover FBI agent in MAGA gear. I'm not trying to be conspiracy theory here. I'm just telling you some of the weird facts that are coming out about the Donald Trump shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania. I don't know. Let me know your guys' thoughts. This is what happened on January 6th. We now know that there were so many undercover FBI agents in the crowd stirring up the MAGA people that they literally had to get a head count afterwards. Like, oh gosh, you know, we forgot to write down how many of you were in the crowd. I don't know. It's very, very suspicious. On top of that, CNN decides to live stream this event, even though they don't live stream Trump rallies. Something also doesn't smell right there. Also, a hedge fund out of Texas connected to the Bush family was shorting Donald Trump's stock as if they knew that he was going to die and that would affect something. They were also shorting Rumble, which would have collapsed Rumble. I don't know. There's just a lot of weird things. But let me share a few more with you from Dan Bongino, and then I'm going to talk about a couple other things that are just completely mysterious. Let me roll this clip and react to Dan Bongino with you.
There is a serious dispute right now going on with the Secret Service. The Secret Service knows that there were some lapses on the side of locals. There were. Time out. It's the Secret Service's fault. It's their job to secure the president's life. I get that, period. They do have local partners, however. There were some significant lapses. Here's what I'm hearing. There is an actual text record, so it's not disputable. There's text, phone text, if you know what I mean, right? That this threat may have been recognized at about 5:01 p.m., an hour before Donald Trump got on stage. And there are some people telling me that there was a failure in the beginning to properly get that information out. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, and let me give you the other side. The locals and some of the Butler County officials are disputing that, saying, hey, we told the Secret Service about the threat and they didn't do anything. That is going to come out in the wash once we get these records FOIA'd and out in the public. You're going to see via the text record who was notified when and what was done about it. I'm hearing from Secret Service sources that it was roughly a half an hour, in other words, 5:31, before they got a picture of this potential threat. Folks, again, this is coming from the top. Now, the Secret Service has a political problem right now. The political problem is serious. The Secret Service needs local partners to do protection. Follow me, because this is really important. They cannot do their job without local police departments. NYPD, LAPD, Philly PD, Butler County. It's not possible.
Okay, I want to point this out because it's really important. On the one hand, he's saying they are to blame and we need accountability. At the same time, he's saying we cannot disparage these people because we can't run the country without them. We need the police. If we want Trump to continue to do rallies, then we need the police on our side.
The Secret Service has, 5,000-6,000 agents now? Or when I was there, it was like 3,000 or so. It is not physically possible to do presidential protection without law enforcement. They are not only partners, they are integral partners. You get what I'm saying? They're in a real political quandary right now. And I don't feel bad for anyone. This isn't like boo-hoo. They screwed up, period. They don't want to throw the locals under the bus after they appeared to throw the locals under the bus. So they're in this bind right now. Now, my advice to them, if you're listening right now, is, ladies and gentlemen, the truth doesn't have an agenda. The truth is the truth. Just tell the truth. I get it. Local partners in the future are probably going to be pissed off, and we're going to have to mitigate a lot of that and do liaison work, but you got to fix this thing. So I'm hearing again that there was some communications failure, but there is, again, media people, you're writing this down, there is a text record documenting this, that there was some failure to notify about the threats.
Oh man, I cannot wait for that information to come out. I mean, right, like I mentioned just a few minutes ago, Senator John Barrasso, who has been updated as part of a committee member, he said they knew of the shooter 1 hour before. They had snipers on him 20 minutes before. So all of this stuff, there is a record of all of it, and it's all going to come out. and I'll continue to update you on it. But let's finish up with Dan Bongino.
Second, I have it confirmed from a source that there was no or very limited drone surveillance that day. There was no effective aerial surveillance plan, basically whatsoever. Aerial surveillance would have detected this threat on the roof. I've told you over and over again, I'm gonna get to this in a second with a Secret Service memo that was sent to me that's gonna prove to you that there couldn't have been an air security personnel there because they changed the plan after we highlighted it. There was no drone. So we can now confirm that, which is an absolutely abominable security plan.
Okay, so there were no dogs there sniffing around. The team that was supposed to be guarding and acting as additional snipers, additional shooters, they were in the building where Thomas Matthew Crooks was on top of. There were also no drones. Secret Service and DHS, they sent no drones to have an aerial view of this. But you know who did have an aerial view of this? Somebody who was up on the water tower. Now, 10 witnesses have come forward. Different people, they're not family, they're not friends. Different times coming forward to authorities, telling them, we saw somebody on the water tower right as Donald Trump was being shot. Now, I couldn't get the video to load. I'll try to get it to load on the next video. I apologize about that. But if you go to Google Maps 3D, you can actually watch, you can do this for yourself. The water tower perfectly aligns with shooting Donald Trump. So the warehouse aligns from this angle and the water tower from a different angle. But now 10 people are coming forward and they are saying someone was on the water tower. And there is a video where when you zoom in, you can see somebody. They come out, they then disappear. That's at the same time you hear pop, 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 pop. So we're not being told the full truth. Something is very, very suspicious, okay? But it gets weirder. It gets weirder, right? According to the FBI, Thomas Matthew Crooks has 3 encrypted bank accounts overseas. How? Why? What is a 20-year-old doing with encrypted international bank accounts? Did somebody pay this young man? Was he being blackmailed? Was he having some kind of health issue and he was going to die anyway? Was he a distraction the entire time so that someone from the water tower could take shots? I don't know. We're going to get to the bottom of all of this. I'm just telling you, this is the new stuff that is coming out. It's all very, very interesting. But what do you think? Let me know. I'm trying not to be conspiracy theory. All I have are these amazing hats. I don't have tinfoil hats. But I'm telling you, 10 witnesses come forward. Now the FBI is saying he's got international encrypted bank accounts. This guy is 20 years old. He's 20 years old. Why does he have these? We need these answers. So let me know, because we're now learning that Iran was putting plans into place to assassinate Donald Trump. We know he has a lot of enemies here at home and also internationally, but was this young man being paid off? Was he being paid off by a local person, by Iran? I don't know, but it's very, very suspicious. I'll just go as far as saying very, very suspicious. Okay, on top of that, the FBI is now saying that he may have hidden his rifle beforehand. They don't know how he got his rifle in there. The other thing is the big ladder that everybody sees, that's not his ladder. That's not the ladder that he bought at Home Depot. So is that the ladder they used to check on the roof? And we're all jumping to conclusions based off of a photo? Or is that the, is that in fact the ladder that he used and somebody left it there for him? But from what I'm reading, this is not the ladder that he bought at Home Depot earlier that day. I don't know. Something is very, 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 very fishy. All right, I'll continue to update you guys on the Trump shooting in Butler, Pennsylvania. But let me know over in the comments. Type Y. Just type yes if this was helpful. Because, I mean, it's hours and hours of research, but it's more and more looking like this is a setup, that this guy may have been a patsy, that maybe he was a diversion. I don't know. Something doesn't smell right. All right, now listen to this. This came out just before Donald Trump spoke at the RNC. Rachel Maddow said, there is a poll out today, a poll of African-American women showing a 31-point drop in support from 2020 to 2024 in terms of plans to vote for President Biden. A 31-point drop among Black female Americans. I mean, Biden is toast. He is absolutely toast. That is a huge drop. Now imagine what happens when they publicly announce that Biden is stepping down and will not be endorsing Kamala Harris. I think we're going to see the Democrat Party just ripped apart, right? So, so crazy. All right, lastly, Trump gave a beautiful speech to end the RNC. It was unifying. He only said Biden's name one, maybe two times. I only heard it one time. But he referred to him respectfully as the current administration, probably because he doesn't believe Biden's really running it. It's the administration, right? Now, I might do a reaction video about my favorite parts of that. So let me know if you guys would want to see that. But Trump was confident. Trump was optimistic. Trump was calm and Trump was determined. It was a great, great speech. He appeared like a changed man. I felt a different energy about him. And he said, he is only here today by the grace of God Almighty. Now you can believe whatever you want, but those are his words. And he said that he will use this opportunity, this second chance, to make America great again. It's a beautiful speech. Absolutely beautiful. All right. Let me get you guys out of here. I'm going to read some super chats. CrowdStrike did the fake DNC server investigation and blamed Russia with Seth Rich. WikiLeaks exposed John Podesta's emails. Yes. And CrowdStrike is down right now. If you guys go check the news, banks are having issues. Airports are having issues. There's all kinds of government communication issues. CrowdStrike, which is run by Microsoft, is down, and it is causing global communication issues. Really, really bad. Thank you for that chat. CR, thank you for the super sticker. I really appreciate that. USA, the young man made a YouTube video of himself in a car saying that you have the wrong guy. I saw that. I was suspicious of it, but I did see it. Thank you for reminding me of that. Anna, thank you so much for the super sticker. Primrose, Brainiac, his ladder and body armor were in the van. Ooh, okay. Yeah, they're saying that picture of the big tall ladder going up the warehouse and then over to the left where he was, that was not the same ladder that he bought at Home Depot. Thank you for sharing that. D. Araki, thank you for all your hard work and for keeping us posted. You are welcome. Thank you for supporting the channel. My team and I, you know, we do a lot of research and then come on and do these. So I appreciate it. Thank you. Please give this video a like. My video that went big, people are loving it. Really, really high like to view ratio, but you guys did 177,813 likes. I'm like blown away. Thank you so very much. Hey, I love you guys. Give this video a like, hit that subscribe button. We want to get to 1.7 million subscribers. Jose, thank you for the super sticker. Lyndon, thank you so much for the super sticker. I really appreciate it. I love you guys. I got to get ready for a big, big interview. So thank you guys, and I'll let you go, but I will see you on the next video. Thank you guys. You're amazing.